Hey there, welcome in. Bob Seger Boulevard podcast. All things Bob Seger, because, you know, his name's on the title. I'm Big Jim O'Brien. I host a morning show at 94.7 WCSX here in the Motor City, Big Jim's house. You can hit me up on Twitter at WCSX Jim. We're going to talk about the tour, where we're at right now. I went to the show in Dallas. We got some sound from the show as well. We will share that with you. And also, what it's like to go see your favorite artist somewhere other than your hometown. Also, Alice Cooper joined us. We checked in with Alice and talking about Bob Seger, what song he'd cover. And then Brett Michaels, Aaron V, my morning show co-host, had a really cool interview with Brett last year. And he was all fired up about Bob Seger and Bob Seger Boulevard. Of course, he made us promise he didn't show up, but that's okay. We love you, Brett, either way. Okay, let's get back to the show, the tour so far. It was really interesting to see Bob in a market outside of Detroit. Now, I would think the comparison is like if you're a Springsteen fan and you see him in New Jersey or New York City, then you go somewhere else. If you're a Bon Jovi fan, you see him in Philly versus, you know, outside of their home market. Jay Giles band in Boston versus somewhere else, or Van Halen in Los Angeles. You see what I'm getting at? So when you go see Bob Seger, I know what we're like here in Detroit. We lose our freaking minds every time he does a tour. And the fact that it's the last tour, people have been going crazy for tickets to see him here at Pine Knob or DTE, the Outdoor Amphitheater. Six shows total, and I know the tickets just went flying off the shelves. But to see him in Dallas was cool. And you could tell from the beginning, too. I had some had a chance to sit at the sound check and listen to him as they went through it as well. I'll tell you that they worked on some songs that they didn't do that show. He did a rehearsed famous final scene, which was awesome. It just was awesome. But during the show itself, start off a shakedown. And I'm like, man, that's kind of a big way to jump right in there. But Bob got right into it. And there was 23 songs, I think, total. But it was interesting. He was telling stories, too. For example, here's we've got tonight from the show in Dallas.
This song, I wrote in the 70s. And as it turned out, it ended up being my mother's favorite song that I ever wrote. So just for that reason alone, we do it every night. Here you go.
So that was just one of those moments where you stopped and looked around and everyone was singing it. And you realize that Bob Seger resonates around the world. It does. I got an email today from somebody in Australia who was asking me about tickets for a show here in Detroit. But again, that one in Dallas, man. And there was a point where Bob, he seems to be more conversational on this tour, telling stories about the songs and just kind of having fun. When he did Rock and Roll Never Forgets, the very last number, he was laughing his ass off. He goes, Sweet 16's turned 73, and he kind of bent over and was laughing. And even at the end of a two-hour show, he was still just nailing it, man, and he absolutely brought it. But he was telling stories. A lot of people wonder, like, well, what's Bob going to do when he kind of slows down, this being his final tour? He was joking about that.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this real hard. I think I'm going to become a wedding singer. Yeah. It's better than pathetic obscurity, you know. All right, anyway, here's a song I might sing at your wedding.
Yeah, so they go into, you'll accompany me. It was cool, too. The band is in great form. The band is in great form. And hanging out with them backstage and stuff and talking to Alto and everybody else, they were just having so much fun. Sean Murphy and talking to Barbara and Laura, and they're all just having a blast. You can see this vibe. that it, and the shows just keep getting better and better and better. This was a story he told about the song Like a Rock. I don't know if you know this. I kind of knew this. I'd be lying if I said I knew the whole story. The inspiration for the song Like a Rock. Again, this is Bob. Part of what was so cool at the Dallas show was, and on this tour, is he feels like talking about the songs, not just banging through all the greatest hits.
Thank you. So I wrote this song in 1983, and I was thinking when I wrote it, I was thinking about my high school days. And in high school, I was a two-miler. I ran the cross country in the fall. And at any rate, I was thinking about how I felt after a workout. You know, you're 17, you're 18 years old, and you just worked out, you know how great you feel, right? And I wrote this song about it. It's called Like a Rock.
So there you go. Yeah, working out here in the Motor City, actually, but that's where Like a Rock came from, was his exercise. Right now, my stomach is like a pony keg. Anyway, so the show itself was amazing. His voice, too, it kept getting better and better. Felt like it'd take one or two songs for him to warm up, and he wasn't bad at the beginning at all. But there was a point during the show where he was just in that pocket, even with the whole band. Rob McNally on lead guitar, the slide stuff he was doing is cool. One other clip that I grabbed, Shame on the Moon, we always sit around and figure out, like, why Seeger doesn't do certain songs during the tour. Not complaining, just making observations. Like Fire Lake, I would love to have them do that, and especially there's a moment during the tour where they celebrate Glenn Frey's life, and he talks a bit about Glenn, and he plays the Dylan song, the cover Forever Young. And they put up videos of different people who have passed away, including Glenn Frey, and at the end of it, they put the Glenn Frey Drive sign up, which is... if you don't know here, we were kind of responsible for that with CSX. So to see that, him paying tribute, was pretty damn cool and a nice moment from Bob. So they don't do Fire Lake, but Shame on the Moon was always one that people would go like, why don't you do that? It's been like, what, 28 years? Well, they're doing it now. Check out the reaction from the crowd. See what you guys think.
Cowboy song.
Was amazing. It was an amazing show, and it was so cool. It was like, it's hard to explain when you're in another market watching someone who's a treasure to your hometown, and then you realize the scope of Bob Seger's music. And I'm not just waxing poetic or anything. I mean, Bob Seger's music has reached around the world. Like I said earlier, I mean, we get emails from overseas all the time. We did 24 hours of Bob Seger on this radio station that I work at here in Detroit, and we had reaction from everybody. We had somebody who was listening in a gymnasium off the coast of Vietnam working out to Bob Seger music. I wonder if Bob understands that sometimes, because he's so down to earth. He's such a nice guy. as you can tell, it was an absolute blast. It was an honor to be there, of course. We'll keep covering the dates as well and get you more information. But what we know right now, he's going to finish up this first leg June 24th. First, I believe, is the final show here at Pine Knob. But who knows what's going to happen if they're going to continue in the fall. I know they have not canceled that Tacoma date yet. And that was one that they had because of the snow out there. So as far as we know, there's still a singular fall date on the books. It gets to this whole conversation of if you're Bob Seger, maybe you're not going to do a full tour. Where are you going to go play other than the markets you've been to? Because you've been telling everybody, this is the last time I'm going to play in Dallas. This is the last time I'm going to play here. They've never played the Hollywood Bowl. You would think the Hollywood Nights would be amazing there. I've talked with Bob about this before. He jokingly talks about Sturgis, wanting to play Sturgis, going to the motorcycle festival, loves his motorcycles. That would definitely be one. I don't know where else. I mean, you start thinking about the different venues and stuff, and he's at a point now where he can go out and just touch the places that he wants to do. So, again, keep tabs on this as the tour progresses as well. But I'm telling you, damn. Here's what sucks. I think he sounds better now than he did 2 years ago, and especially than 2 years before that. And I understand he's 73 years old, and he's had an amazing career, and Bob could hang it up today and go, like, I've done more than enough, and you have. But, man, you sound so good. He sounds so good. I hate to see him just, you know, not tour anymore. It's a special thing. And if you can't get to Detroit, man, to come see him up here at Pine Knob, which I think he's played there like 30-something times. It's another one of those vibes, one of those moments you would love to experience.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Speaking of people who have a Detroit connection, also a connection to Bob Seger, Alice Cooper, originally from Detroit, left a little bit later on. They cross paths a lot. Alice had actually put up a picture from the show last month in Phoenix when he went there and was just loving it. So we always look to ask some of the celebrities we talk to, what Bob Seger song would you cover?
You know, there was a lot. Night Moves was pretty good. But I think Get Out of Denver. Oh, that song just rocks.
So what Alice Cooper song would you like to hear him do?
Oh, man, he could do just about any of them. But I think that he would do one of the mid-range ballads pretty well. You know, I'd love to hear him do, like, I Never Cry or You and Me, something like that.
Thank you. You and Me was the one I thought immediately. I was like, that was doing the same thing in my head. That was like, that would be the one.
Yeah, he would do it a little bit more street. You know,
see, now that's the one I as soon as I saw Alice Cooper on the Muppet Show singing that song, I thought, well, Bob could sing that song too. Not because of the Muppet thing. Anyway, never mind. Okay, one more of these before we wrap up our Bob Seger Boulevard podcast. Bret Michaels joined us last year. He was here in the Motor City doing some concerts, and my co-host Aaron V asked him again the same question, like, what Seger songs would you cover if we were doing a tribute album, which we should do anyway. We talk about that all the time. We really should get this done. But he was all fired up about it, man. And this was right before we had got Bob Seger Boulevard. We turned it into a reality. So check out Brett there.
If you were to cover one of his tracks, like say we were to put a tribute album together for our big street naming ceremony and you had to cover a Seger track, which one would you do?
Man, there's so many good ones. But, you know, here's one that I love, Night Moves. I mean, that for me, remember when I was starting to play acoustic guitar, that's one of the first songs I learned to play. You know what I mean? So Night Moves for me would be a great one. I know a lot of people probably want to do it, but that would be a good one. Roll Me Away, any of them. You know what I mean? But Turn the Page, come on. I mean, I could go on. In fact, I could even collect from my bus when I see my Bob Seger Greatest Hits CD, not just digital. I want CD. It's great.
All right, there you go, man. That was fun. Hope you enjoyed it as well. Questions, comments? Respond here. You can hit me up on Twitter as well, at WCSXJim, or email bigjim at WCSX.com. So much to talk about as tour rolls on in Bob Seger Boulevard. I still, next time, I want to get into this discussion. What is the best Seger makeout song? There's a lot of them. We've got Tonight. I mean, is that the leader in the clubhouse? Shame on the Moon. You Look Company Me? I mean, there's a lot. The Real Love? Remember that one off of Fire Inside? Yeah, there's a lot of them out there. Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day. All things Bob. Bob Seger Boulevard.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.